This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John Matarazzo. Coming up in a moment, federal court says it's okay to kneel for the flag, but not for prayer. That story right after this short message.
All around the world, poverty is stealing choices from kids. It's time to give those choices back. Introducing Chosen, World Vision's new invitation to sponsorship. For the first time, kids have the power to choose their own sponsors. Now the choice is theirs. The choice to take hold of their future. And even the choice to step into a life-changing relationship with you. Learn more at worldvision.org/chosen.
The U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals turned down the opportunity to rehear a case that enables the Bremerton School District in the state of Washington to ban their football coach, Joe Kennedy, from taking a knee in personal prayer after games. To put it plainly, the school would be okay for him to take a kneel to disrespect the flag, but he can't kneel to have a moment of personal prayer. The Bremerton School District is being legally represented by the Americans United for Separation of Church and State. In a statement of one of the judges who decided to not hear the case, said that, "Indeed, we are told that from the moment public high school football coach Joseph Kennedy arrives at work until the very last of his players has gone home after the game, the free speech clause simply doesn't apply to him." Coach Kennedy's legal representation team is appealing the decision. Jeff Mateer, First Liberty Institute's chief legal officer, said that, "We will appeal and are confident that the Supreme Court of the United States will right this wrong. Banning coaches from praying just because they can be seen contradicts the Constitution." Coach Kennedy has been denied the freedom to coach for over 5 years, but he's never been a quitter. We will fight on. Pray that this case will come to a resolution soon and that the right verdict will be made.
I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from others' journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast as well as many more Spirit-filled podcasts on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. For more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John Matarazzo. God bless you.